connecting to just how you are in this moment. In a simple way, just acknowledging yourself and kind of taking a little bit of stock with how you are, how the body is, how the mind is. Not in a thoughtful way, not thinking about it, but just taking in what's it like to be in this body right now? What's it like to be with this mind right now? Have a sense of feeling into how you are rather than thinking about how you are. Being with yourself. Maybe a sense of being with yourself from the inside. Being with ourselves, perhaps we notice particular sensations in the body. Maybe the obvious sensation of just sitting in this body, the contact points of your hips, hands, feet. Maybe also a sense of whether there's tension, contraction in the body, holdings, or whether there are places in the body where there's ease and relaxation. And maybe there's the sense of the breath. You be with this body, however it is showing up in this moment. A sense of settling back and receiving how the body is. Letting it show you how it is. Perhaps too, there's sounds in your environment that are arriving, being known. That too is part of how this human being is in this moment. This very sensitive organism that we are in. That we are connected with. This sensitive organism is receiving body sensations and sounds and maybe smells and then sometimes tastes. And most of you have your eyes closed, but there may be a little bit of sight, of light on the eyelids. The nature of this organism is to receive, and this capacity of awareness, this capacity to be aware, can know what is received. That capacity of awareness is what we are cultivating. We don't have to change what's received. We can simply acknowledge, oh, that's what's happening right now. That's what's being received. These sounds, these sights, these body sensations, aware of this happening. And then there too can be awareness of moods, emotions, relationships to what's happening in the mind. That too, we can just know the mind is another receiving, another receiver. Emotions, thoughts, moods arise and are known by the mind. Much as the ear hears sounds, the body feels sensations, the mind knows its thoughts and emotions, mind states. The mind receives those, and those things we can know also. Oh, that mood or that emotion, that thought is happening right now. A practice of receiving kind of the broad range of our human experience. Sometimes this can be easeful, restful. We don't have to choose what we pay attention to. We can just settle back and let our body and mind kind of greet us. I'm here. This body sensation is here. Oh, this sound is here. Oh, this emotion is here. And the awareness may take in one thing for a little while and then another thing and then another thing. There may be a flow or a shift or a weaving between various experiences. This is fine. Even if it's a jumpy kind of jumping between experiences. If we're aware, oh, this is what's here right now, just greeting it. This is what's coming in. This is what's being received. I'm here. I'm here too. Sometimes it will feel like the attention shifts from one discrete thing to another, or sometimes it might feel like the attention is taking in many things at the same time. This too is fine. Just noticing how it is for you. This broader receptive style of practice is a practice in and of itself, complete kind of mindfulness practice. And yet, for some people, especially if we're not so familiar with this form of practice, it can feel more easeful to, at least at the beginning, choose a particular area of experience to let the mind settle with, maybe the breath. Maybe the sense of the body sitting. Letting that, the attention rest with that experience. And yet we don't have to hold on to that experience to the exclusion of other things, because it's very natural for other things to be received, even as we settle with one experience. So if you choose to settle with the breath, just be aware that there may also be sounds that arrive and other body sensations, an emotion or a thought. It can be with the breath and know those experiences. Connected to the breath and yet greeting these other experiences that arrive. You don't have to turn to focus on them. Just kind of like allow the breath to hold whatever arrives, or the body, whatever you're holding to a particular experience, or letting the attention rest with a particular experience. Maybe that experience can hold other sensations or sounds that arrive. A sense of being available to be with yourself in this moment. The human flow of experience known with awareness.